These readings speak clearly to purpose. And I was going to start by, you know, asking and throwing out the question of, do you know what your purpose is? And as I was reflecting upon that, I think that question is almost becoming irrelevant. I don't think people think like that really anymore. You know, what's my purpose? And part of that is the result of living in a secular age. When God is squeezed out of life, people start not living for a clear purpose above their own maybe selfish or self-serving ends, right? And so what we have very clear in the scriptures today is the communication of a divine purpose, that God has given us a purpose. There's a reason that we're here. And so Moses tells the people, tells the whole Israelite community, be holy, for I, the Lord your God, am holy. Be holy, for I, the Lord your God, am holy. So holiness is our purpose. That is what we are here for. And then Jesus completes it. We hear, he says what? Be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. So Moses speaking with the voice of God to be holy. Jesus saying, be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. So that's our purpose. That's our goal. But that just seems very abstract, right? Okay, I'm going to go be holy. La, la, la. Okay, so what does that look like? What does that mean? What's interesting is that there's not any mention of worship that's connected to holiness or being perfect. What you find in Leviticus 19 here, after Moses tells the people, be holy, for I, the Lord your God, am holy, he goes and discusses how we are to live relationships. You shall not bear hatred for your brother or your sister in your heart. You shall take no revenge and cherish no grudge against any of your people. And so it has to do with relationships. Being holy, being perfect is connected to how we relate and live with one another. Okay? And then we hear Jesus speak of what? You have heard, love your neighbor and hate your enemies. But I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, that you might be children of your heavenly Father, that you might be perfect then, that you might be holy like the Lord your God is holy. So take this another level. There's another layer here, that it's not just about our relationships with other people. Holiness and perfection is about how we live and relate with our enemies, with those that we don't like. That's what holiness and perfection comes down to. So Jesus says, love your enemies. Love your enemies. Think about the word enemy. In Spanish, we have for friend, we have the word amigo or amiga, right? And in the word for enemy is just the direct opposite of that. What? An amigo, not a friend. Or in Latin, amicus is the word for friend. You know what the word for enemy is? Inamicus, not a friend. So basically, an enemy is someone who is not acting like a friend. Someone who is not acting like a friend. And what that means is that our enemies are going to most often be not somewhere clear out there, but someone very close to us. People in our lives who are not acting like friends to us. So you can have someone whose heart is hardened and they are an actual foe, but we also experience every day with those who are closest to us, our spouses, our children, our bosses, wherever you want to go, people relate to us in a way, not in a friendly way. At that moment, they are our enemies, right? Because they're not acting like a friend. So what do we do in those situations? We do the opposite of what Moses said. What? We start cherishing a grudge in our heart, right? We start bearing anger for the other person. We start taking revenge. Isn't that the movement? Isn't that what happens in our own hearts? And aren't our hearts filled with those things throughout the whole of the day against those who are closest to us? Am I the only one in the room? You bet. And you know why this is? Because that's our natural movement or inclination. The way that God made us, the heart of conscience is to do good and avoid evil. That's justice, to give each person their due, right? And so anytime that we perceive that we have not been given our due, there is going to be an automatic reaction, right? That was not just. What's one of the first phrases that come out of a kid's mouth? The most common phrase that I used with my mom and dad was, "It's not fair. It's not fair." That's what we're doing every time that we react with anger. It's a movement of it's not fair. So this is a big challenge, because what Jesus and Moses are offering is to live in a whole different way. Not live out of the law of justice against those who have done us an injustice or we have perceived an injustice. But what Moses is and Jesus are saying is, no, I want you to love your neighbor and pray for those who persecute you. And then Jesus goes on to say, what good does it do to you to love those who love you? Do not tax collectors do the same? There's no merit in that. That's the way we're made. Nothing to claim there. And then he goes on, or to salute those who salute you in the marketplace. Do not the pagans do just as much? The tax collectors do just as much? No, we are called to love our enemies, those who are acting not as friends toward us. And guess what? You don't have to search very far. They're right there for you. And this is the way to holiness. This is the way to become perfect. We don't think about that, do we? Do you think this sounds difficult? If it doesn't, no, all right. That's what I'm talking about. Out of the mouth of babes right here. Okay. If it doesn't sound difficult, you're either a saint, all right, and you don't need to be here, or you are oblivious. Then you need to call the office and set up an appointment with me, okay? You better believe loving your enemies is difficult, especially because the people who are not acting like friends toward us are those usually who are closest to us, right? Our spouses, our children, our bosses, our fellow workers, the people in our parish. But God has given us those people so that we could become holy and perfect. Yeah. I leave you with these words from St. Leo the Great. Wonderful. He said, if you find that what is ordered sounds difficult, yep, go to the one who ordered it. That he who gave the command might offer you help.